We continue now with this week's special series, The First Decade. When children go hungry at school, they're less able to learn. They also experience higher levels of anxiety, irritability, aggressiveness, and hyperactivity. Often schools provide breakfast and lunch in school, but what happens to those kids over the weekend? Well, joining me now is Claire Bloom. She's the volunteer executive director of End 68 Hours of Hunger, those 68 hours, of course, being the time between Friday afternoon and Monday morning when some kids have nothing or very little to eat. Claire, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks. It's my pleasure to be here.
Where did this idea of addressing childhood hunger over the weekend come from?
Well, I was actually a member. I was retired. I'm retired from the military. I retired from the Navy in 1998. And I basically didn't do much between then and 2010. And in October of 2010, I was at a book group meeting, and one of the members of the book group mentioned that she had children in her school, which was Garrison, Garrison Elementary School in Dover, New Hampshire, who didn't have anything to eat between the free lunch they got in school on Friday and the free breakfast they got in school on Monday. And I was just stunned. I was just appalled. And I said, "You've got to be kidding." And she said, "Oh, no, I'm not." So I almost immediately went down to the school district office and said, "Look, I just heard that you've got hungry kids in Dover, New Hampshire. Is this true?" And they looked at me very solemnly and said, "Oh, yes, we actually have homeless children in Dover, and it's virtually an invisible problem." So I said, "Well, here, I've got some money I can throw at it." And they said, "No, well, we really don't have anything we can do with your money. What we really want is for someone to put together bags of food to give to the kids on Friday so that they have food to take home on the weekend." And I said, "Well, I can do that." So I started off with the idea that I was going to be feeding children in Dover, New Hampshire, started in October 2011, because it took me a year to get the 501c3 and get everything organized to get started. Started in October 2011 with 19 children in three Dover elementary schools. And today we're feeding over 1,500 children in six states in now 31 programs, meeting the needs of kids in 47 towns. So we're very excited about the growth.
So where does the food come from, or the money for the food? Is this all done by donation?
Either donations of funds or donations of food. And each of our programs has drop-off locations for donations of food. And those drop-off locations can be found by going to our website, which is www.end68hoursofhunger.org.
From an educational perspective, why is it important to keep kids well-fed over the weekend?
Well, it's fascinating to read the literature that tells you what happens to a child's brain and behavior when they've not eaten for this period of 68 hours. For example, by Friday afternoon, they begin getting very anxious in school because they realize that they're about to go back into an environment where food is not going to be secure for them. In school, Monday through Friday, they've gotten breakfast, they've gotten lunch. We don't know what they've necessarily gotten for supper, but at least they've gotten somewhere between 800 and 1,000 calories through breakfast and lunch at the school. So their behavior is fairly stable through the week until they come to Friday afternoon. And then as they approach this anxious time where they don't know where they're going to get fed, their behavior starts to become disruptive. Then we don't see them for the weekend. And then when they come back into school on Monday morning, they have headaches, they have stomach aches, they're very lethargic, they're very anxious. Their behavior is very disruptive until we can get food into them, and that food begins to get processed by their bodies and begins to begin being used by their bodies to nourish them to the point where that anxiety and that behavior can calm down. So we're talking about losing Friday afternoon at school and losing most of Monday at school for these children, and that's a big detriment to their learning. And what we know is that what we want is for these children to grow up to become productive members of our community. Well, the fact is if they can't learn, they will never grow up to be productive members of the community. And if they're hungry, they can't learn. They lose roughly 1.5 out of 5 days of school every week simply because they're hungry on the weekends.
To what extent is this program working?
It's working as near as we can tell anecdotally, because remember, we don't know who these children are. But the schools report to us universally that the children behave more responsively, that they behave, their behavior is more, is less disruptive in the classroom, that they are learning more. They come to school Monday mornings bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to learn instead of coming in and going to the nurse with a headache or a stomach ache and scrounging around to see if they can get snacks. So the schools universally report to us that it makes a dramatic difference in the children's behaviors.
What is the biggest obstacle you face in fulfilling the mission of End 68 Hours of Hunger?
Our growth is limited by the number of volunteers we have who are willing to step up and be accountable and be responsible for running a program. Because we're 100% volunteer and we have nobody on a payroll, me included, what that means is that in order to grow, we rely on volunteers from a community to step up and say they will run a program in their community. That is our only limitation.
Claire, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.